time to give thanks. Make time to count your blessings just a little bit every day. Make time. Take time to give thanks. Make time to count your blessings just a little bit every day. Take time to give thanks.
Take time to give thanks. Make time to count your blessings just a little bit every day. Make time. Take time to give thanks. Make time to count your blessings just a little bit every day. Take time to give thanks.
Time. Any day I wake up and can move these old bones around is a good day for me.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I just don't feel like moving on with my day.
Moving on with your day.
Maybe something if I died in my sleep and couldn't get up anyway.
My Lord.
So I get on up and say thank you, Jesus, for waking me one more time.
Miss Lucy, are you like this every day?
I've known her for quite a while. Trust me, she is. It does get a bit on my nerves sometimes, but being happy all the time is so much better than how she was when I first met her.
Ain't that the truth? If I had met you and your mama, honestly, I don't know where I'd be.
How did you guys meet anyway?
I was lost, paper found, in red room for rent.
She looked like a lost child.
I know I did.
I wanted to help her.
I asked if I could please work for my rent. I will do anything.
My mama was ill. I needed the help.
I will do anything.
My mama was proud of her room and house. She made everyone feel at home, whether they stayed or just passing through. She knew you, and with love she would care for them every
I've
day.
I've never seen love like this
and
before.
Love, she'd work until she couldn't anymore.
So I worked,
she began,
and
to
I watched,
toss,
and I learned to care for someone other than myself. I worked.
That's when I knew.
And I watched.
What a journey was almost through.
And I learned what love was all about.
So with love,
then I helped her
I care
for her mother. And with love, I watched her close her eyes for the last time.
I saw how Maddie was without her mama. She was so lost. And all I could think of was how relieved I was to leave mine. I didn't know what to do, so I just kept working around the rooming house, doing the best I could. And to make all the roomers feel comfortable while Maddie had her time.
Bless her heart, she couldn't cook worth a darn. If it wasn't for a couple of my live-ins helping in the kitchen, we might all be sitting at Jesus' feet right around now.
I admit I almost burned down the place a few times, but working at the rooming house changed my life. Now, I know how to cook.
Praise Jesus.
And how to talk to folk.
Yeah, you learned that one real good.
And I make sure to be grateful for something every single day. Sometimes I worry about things, but I can't even be worried about that.
That's right.
When my mind is weary and my spirit tires from all the trouble in this world, that's when I do something for someone else.
Just
I think of someone beside myself. Then my mind is lifted and my spirit is eased. That's what love will do.
Love can lift your spirit.
Amazing.
thank you.